thinking about things I've seen on sci-fi TV. Thinking about things, knowledge of me. They've watched a lot of sci-fi, that isn't a lie. They're not slapdash buggers, they're watched with butters.
Hello listeners and welcome to podcast number 13 from
Pew Pew. Pew Pew. Pew Pew.
Is that spacey?
Yeah, just you can wait for the spacey bit. Let me just
tell
them who we are first.
Right, okay.
Jesus. Hello listeners, welcome to podcast number 13 from whatwithmothers.net. My name is Swineshead, hello. And I'm here with Napoleon.
Biddy biddy biddy. See what I did there?
I did. And what you're doing is you're teasing the listeners into the theme of today's podcast. Would you like to explain it?
These are clues. So far I've done space noises. I've done him off of Buck Rogers. What about this one? Who was that?
James Earl Jones.
Yeah, Darth Vader. So, I think we can probably gather from that that today we're doing science fiction.
Hooray!
Yay! Science fiction. We love science fiction, don't we?
We do. We love science fiction on the TV better than in films.
Well, yeah, we're not going to be discussing films, so that's Star Wars out of the way for a start. We're not doing that. Even though they are making a TV show of that, actually, thinking about it.
Is it a cartoon?
No, it's a proper live action. They're spending loads of money on it. Apparently. It'd be rubbish, no doubt. I know, yeah. You know, you'd think he'd let it go now, really, wouldn't you?
Well, I let it go the first time I watched it, to be honest.
Well, mind you, that said, I mean, if you'd invented Star Wars, and every time you put the word Star Wars on some poor quality product that's a load of rubbish, you get billions of dollars. Would you stop doing Star Wars stuff?
Yeah, in fact, the actors in Star Wars, I believe, were on a percentage, so they still get royalties from it.
Well, no, some of them were. Alec Guinness was,
right,
and Peter Cushing was, because it was the only way. Because when Star Wars originally came out, if you've seen any of the original posters above the above the Star Wars thing, it is Alec Guinness and Peter Cushing. Those are the star names. Yeah. And so they were given options, whereas the other lot, they're all journeymen. They were just paid a flat rate.
Fair enough. So it's the big names, Cushing and Guinness, you Englishmen, basically.
Yeah, exactly. You're English fellas. They added a bit of weight to what was a bit of a silly little space opera thing. Carry on.
I was just going to say, to be honest with you, Napoleon, I don't really watch much sci-fi leaning TV, to be honest.
Right. I mean, to be fair, neither do I. So this could be the most ill-informed podcast we'll ever do.
Well, I suppose it'll only be fun and games then. But
exactly.
Well, the last thing I watched that was sci-fi in any way, I'm struggling to think, to be honest.
Well, you watched a programme called Dollhouse, isn't that sci-fi?
Yeah, I suppose it is. I suppose is the most recent one. And before that, Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap. The missus likes that.
That's a good show.
Nah, it's rubbish.
Yeah, but he says, at the end of every episode, he says, oh boy.
Yeah, you might say that at the end of each episode, but what I don't like and what usually drives me from the front room is that bloody voiceover of that wetsy woman at the beginning. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So, he wants to go home. Like that, maybe she says that. I'm off. See ya. I can't stand it. I just don't get to that bit anymore. I'd rather just run out of the room. You know, go and stand in the kitchen or something, because it's hideous.
I used to love that show when I was a kid. I haven't watched it in adulthood. It would probably be absolutely unbearable, including that voiceover. But I do. I have fond memories of that.
It's all right, you know. I mean, she watches worse. You know what I mean? She watches that bloody Desperate Housewives rubbish.
What, still? Isn't that on, like, the 10th series?
Nah, I think, how many series is it now, love? Three.
No, so, I mean,
that means
right.
That means it's bound to go on for at least another 5 years until it's cancelled by the networks, isn't it?
Does she watch The Sex in the City?
No, she didn't like that.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I mean, that was, what was that? That was four hags having unprotected sex in New York.
What about The Gossip Girl?
You didn't watch Gossip Girl, did you? No. She mainly watches Murders, to be fair.
Right.
Murder, She Wrote, Diagnosis Murder, Quincy, Monk, Yeah, have you seen Monk?
I've seen Monk. That's OCD, isn't it, that one?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It's not too bad, isn't Monk? Of all of the ones she watched, I mean, she does insist on watching Murder, She Bloody Wrote all the time. And I must have seen all of them already.
Well, I'm a big fan of Quincy, I have to say.
What, Quincy PD? PhD? PD? Yeah,
it's PD. I think it's PD.
He was a bit like an oldie Doogie Howser, wasn't he? Do you remember Doogie Howser, MD?
He was way cooler than Doogie Howser, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, but was he as cool as Vinny, the lad that used to jump in Doogie's window unannounced?
Christ, I'd forgotten about him.
Do you remember Vinny? He was like a child Robert De Niro. No, he wasn't. He wasn't like Robert De Niro. Who was that annoying bugger who's dead now?
Let me dredge my memory.
Come on, you know the one I mean. He's dead.
Michael Jackson?
No, not Michael Jackson. He was in Spinal Tap.
Oh, he was in Spinal Tap? They're all alive.
No, Michael Jackson wasn't in Spinal Tap.
No, but all of Spinal... There's three, isn't there, in Spinal Tap? And then the drummer. They're all alive.
Oh, no, he wasn't one of the members of Spinal Tap. He wasn't in Spinal Tap. He was in the film Spinal Tap.
Oh,
this
right.
is Spinal Tap. He was in that.
Rob Reiner, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't him.
Wasn't it?
The little fella, he's got a moustache, he's a driver, and he hates him.
Oh,
you know what
remember.
I mean?
To be honest with you, I'm not a massive fan of that film.
He was in City Slickers.
Billy Crystal. But,
no, not Billy Crystal. Not the thin streak of shit. The other one.
I don't watch much sci-fi on the TV, to be honest.
Right.
You are listening to the Watch With Mothers podcast. Turn it to pay attention. Will result in extermination. There is no commentator.
Right, let's kick off.
Okay.
You've got a list there, is that right?
I have indeed. I've got my list, as per usual.
Right, let's go for number one on your list.
Okay, well, my first one is Doctor Who. Do you remember Doctor Who?
Yeah, I remember it. It's also still going, so yeah.
It was rubbish, wasn't it? It was rubbish.
It always has been, if you ask me.
Yeah, it's absolute fucking garbage. Can't stand Doctor Who. Never liked it as a child. Don't like it now. Just bloody awful. Do you want to know what I've written about it?
Well, yeah, clearly this is going to be a reasonable assessment, seeing as neither of us like it.
It certainly is. Yeah, I think it's quite well balanced, what I've written here. So I'll kick off, shall I?
Yep.
Children's television enjoyed by children and those sections of society who are a danger to children. I have no evidence for this, but that doesn't stop me stating as fact that adults use Doctor Who DVDs as bait to lure children away from their guardians in parks, fun fairs, schools and holiday camps. Anyone who enjoys Doctor Who after the age of 16 should be chemically castrated and put on the sex offenders register.
That's a bit harsh.
Is it? Well, which bit?
Just the bit about paedophiles. So, hang on, to sum up, you think that anyone over the age of 16 who enjoys or owns any Doctor Who material uses it to lure children?
Yeah.
So presumably, going by your other logic, anyone who enjoys Doctor Who over the age of 16 wears glasses?
They do, yes. I mean, I think I've established beyond reasonable doubt that those sorts of people always wear glasses, unless they're women.
Yeah, that's another thing. What about women who like Doctor Who? There's loads of them.
Oh, well, no, women who like Doctor Who, they're different because they don't do that sort of thing, do they? They're more interested in, well, whatever women are interested in. They're certainly not interested in that. I know that for a fact.
Now, I'm not Doctor Who's biggest fan. Which
right.
I realise is probably a good thing, because that puts me in the non-paedophile camp.
Okay.
But I feel myself rushing to their defence.
Well, all of them?
Well, yeah. Well, apart from the ones who do happen to be paedophiles, but I think that's quite a low percentage.
Yeah, but it says, according to my list, it says they all are.
Your list?
Yeah.
That you wrote?
You know, yeah, it says so here, look.
Funnily enough, I can't see that.
Well, I mean, I've just read it out to you, so I mean, it's here in black and white. It's in front of me.
All right, fair enough. But surely you like some of the Doctor Who's from off of the 80s.
From off of the 80s. Well, who did you have in the 80s? You had Colin... was it Colin Butcher?
It was Colin Taylor out of Queen.
Colin Taylor out of Queen. There was no Colin fucking Taylor in Queen. We had this last time.
There was Peter Davison. I liked him.
Peter Davison. Now, he was the fella that played Tristram in All Creatures Great and Small, isn't he?
That's the one, yeah. He was the blonde-haired one. Very softly spoken.
Well, I've written him down. Who else did we have? Colin?
Colin Taylor.
Colin Taylor.
Out of Queen.
From Queen, right.
McCoy's.
Sylvester's McCoy's?
Yeah, Sylvester's McCoy's. Cheese and onion.
Sylvester's McCoy's, hang on. Right, is there any more? What about Tom Baxter?
Tom Baxter, a bit before my time, maybe when I was a very small child, we had Tom Baxter.
Right, okay. So we've got Tom Baxter, Peter Davidson's, Colin Taylor from Queen and Sylvester's McCoy's. Is that right?
That's the four that I grew up with, yeah. And of them, I only like one of them.
Right, well, I didn't like any of them. I mean, the Tom Baxter fella, he had curly hair. I find people with curly hair, unless they're different, white people with curly hair, so I find them slightly suspicious.
I've got curly hair.
Well, I didn't want to cast aspersions, but, you strike me as the sort of people that hang around in parks.
What, along with Doctor Who fans?
Yeah, not in a, in a bad way, but in a grown-up way. What I mean is you come across as flashers.
This isn't going very well, is it? Because so far you've accused the entire demographic who likes Doctor Who of being child molesters.
Right.
And you've called me a flasher.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to sing a song now, which I've cleverly entitled A Doctor Who on the Toilet. A Doctor Who on the Toilet. A Doctor Who on the Toilet.
Thank you very much.
Right, my first one is Tripods.
Tripods, from the 80s, off of the 80s.
Did you watch it?
I did watch, I watched some of it, but I can't remember anything about it. I remember there was a little fella, it had something to do with foreheads, and they had some really bad special effects of what looked to be things ripped from War of the Worlds, the Jeff Wayne album.
Well, you say that they were bad special effects, but as a child I remember it being quite scary, actually.
Right.
It was all those shots from ground level looking up at the three characters. I think one of them was called Beanpole or something.
I think he might. Was he the bald one?
He
used to wear a hat.
Yeah, possibly.
Right.
And then you got those huge, looming, badly superimposed tripods. And to I think it must have been 4 or 5. At that age, it was actually a little bit scary. I think I was touching cloth when I was watching that.
Well, didn't they used to, every time you saw them, it used to go, wazza, 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 like that.
It made exactly that noise, yeah.
Yeah, wazza, because you'd cut to the people, they go, ah, bloody hell, there's some tripods. And then they go, wazza, 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 and they'd have a laser come out of them, wouldn't they? And it'd go, yeah, like that, all jarring. And then you'd cut to one of the people going, ah, like that. And then he'd have, well, I think, did that happen?
I can't remember. It's like these barely remembered childhood shows, but that's ringing a bell. But were they from the West Midlands, or did you just make that up?
No, I think they're all from the West Midlands.
Right.
I think was it made by BBC in Birmingham or something like that? I'm sure they were from the West Midlands. But if I remember rightly, wasn't it that the human race had been enslaved by tripods? And that there was certain, you had it that they put a kind of stamp or a mark on people's foreheads.
Right.
And there were some people who were fighting against that or something. And if I remember rightly, didn't it get cancelled before it actually ended? So nobody knows how Tripod ended because they never saw it.
Why did it end? Did they think it was too scary?
No, I think nobody watched it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, I think it was one of those shows where they did a few and said, oh, we'll be back next year. For the conclusion of the story, or for the next series, but then you never hear from it again. Like that show of yours that do you remember? Well, you do, because it was in fact at your house. I remember watching this, that Filthy Rich and Cat Flap program.
Did that just stop suddenly? I think it did, didn't it?
Do you remember on the last episode of that? It says Filthy Rich and Cat Flap will be back next year for a new series. It never was.
Yeah, but at least that ended at the end of the series, though.
Yeah, it did. But where's Troll? where tripods appeared to just end, if I remember rightly, unless I'm wrong.
Well, again, it's half-remembered stuff, isn't it?
Well, that's it. I can't remember it. Apart from, like I've already said, the Birmingham people, the tripods, the wazabazadyabadada bit, and the ah! I can't remember much else.
No, I mean, I don't know why I brought it up, really.
Well, I'll tell you why you did bring it up, because I told you to, off camera.
Yeah, that's true. Just so you know, listeners, this is the worst prepared I've ever been for a podcast, and I apologise for that.
Yeah, what's happening here to fill people in, I think, today, because I think they do deserve an explanation as to what's going on here. You didn't want to do this today, did you? Because you're busy.
Well,
I can't do it on any other day because I'm going to be busy. You've made no preparation whatsoever. The original idea for the subject got poo-pooed by you. I had to come up with another one in about 3 seconds. You've done nothing, and what I've basically written is attacks on people who like sci-fi.
Yeah, I'd say that's about it. It's a little bit one-sided, but yeah, that's about the size of
it. Well, it's a bit one-sided. It is me. I was sitting there, I've been saying all day, are we doing this today then? Are we doing this today? I can't do it any other day. You coming back, well, can you do it tomorrow? No, I can't. Can you do it today? No. What about you? Can you do it tomorrow? No. What about you? Today? No. Tomorrow? No. See?
Well, what was your first idea then?
Well, my original idea was you come up with 6 science fiction shows that you've watched. Yeah? Mm. And then I say I don't like them, even though I've never seen them.
Right.
Which, admittedly, now I've said it out loud, doesn't sound very good.
It's flawed because I haven't seen 6 science fiction shows, I don't
think. Yeah, but you have. You've seen Dollhouse, you've already admitted that, on microphone. You can't go back on that unless that was one of the ones where we fucked up, was it?
No, I don't think it was.
Right. You've seen Dollhouse, you've seen Quantum Leap, that's 2.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Have you seen Battlestar Galactica?
What, the new one or the old one?
The new one.
No.
Right. Have you seen Stargate?
No.
Right. Have you seen Star Trek? Any of them?
No, not more than 5 minutes.
Right. Well, this is the reason why we couldn't do my original idea.
This is the reason why we're not doing very well at this current idea.
Well, no, we were going to be doing well at it, but you've now gone completely off bloody topic.
Right, is that something that I usually do?
Yeah, it is, as a matter of fact, because we were supposed to be talking about bloody tripods, but the point is you can't remember anything about tripods, and I can remember 4 things about tripods.
A sound effect isn't one thing that you can remember.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's
not. Yeah, it is. Wazabadagabada, see?
So I'm expected to talk about that?
Yeah.
Right.
What are your views on that?
Sorry, what are my views on what again? Can you repeat it?
Oh, that.
My views on that are that as a child it was scary.
Right.
But now it just sounds like a northern man bellowing into a microphone.
Father! Yes, my boy!
Is there anywhere on the internet I can go to find out everything I'll ever need to know about science fiction television?
Why, yes. Yes, there is. It's called A Watch with Brothers.
Watch with Brothers, Father?
Yes, damn you. It has a team of experts whose knowledge of the genre is second to none.
Thank you, Father.
You're welcome.
Okay, I think we've just about covered every aspect of tripods.
It's not going very well, is it, to be fair?
Well, you know, it's early days. I think we can get back into this, so long as it's shows that we're familiar with. So
right, okay.
What's your next one?
Right, my next one is Star Trek.
Ah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've seen probably about, in total, including the films and everything, I've seen about 15 minutes of Star Trek.
Yeah, I told you not 5 minutes ago that I've only ever seen 5 minutes of any episode of Star Trek.
Right, so we're reasonably well informed about what is probably the biggest science fiction phenomenon than ever.
Yeah, we're just short of experts, really.
Yeah, we'll just play it by ear. Do you want to know what I've written about Star Trek?
Yeah, I've got a feeling which way this is going, but go on.
Not necessarily. It might actually be in favour of the Star Trek audience.
Go on then.
A show enjoyed exclusively by the sort of dangerous loner who sees nothing wrong with masturbating in the dark, farting into tins so they can smell those farts later, constructing elaborate sex dolls clad in their mum's dresses when she's out, and taking long-lens photographs of old women's fannies as they undress for a bath in their nursing home prisons. I'm finished.
Oh, Christ.
We'll take it as read that a hundredweight of rigid, jism-laden socks reside under their single beds.
So, hang on. Rather than actually talking about anything to do with Star Trek, you're profiling the average viewer.
Yeah. Well, do you think that's worse than the last lot?
What? Do I think those individuals are worse?
Yeah.
Than Doctor Who fans?
Yeah, than worse than Doctor Who fans.
Well, they're committing no crime, I suppose.
Well, no, I mean, they've got a bit of a social life.
Where's the social life in that?
Well, sorry about this. Well, they live with their mums.
That's not social life, that's family life, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but that's still social life. You've still got a social life if you know your own mum.
But...
I mean, I used to talk to my mother. I still do.
But you don't watch Star Trek.
Oh, no, that was Star... Oh, no, you must be joking. That was Star Trek. Who watches that?
Well, you know, as I say, I've seen 5 minutes of it. It looks all right. You've got Captain T. Kirk.
Captain Kirk, who's played by the vainest man in America.
Captain T. Kirk, isn't that... That's his name, T. Kirk?
Yeah, played by William Shatner.
Yep. You've got Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy, who plays Doctor Spock's... Dr. Spectacles?
No, Mr. Spock, isn't it?
Oh, right, I thought it was Dr. Spectacles.
It's one of the two. And then you've got Scotland.
You've got, Scotland McCoy, who plays Bones McScotty.
Scotland, Bones. Did you say Bones already?
No, Bones McScotty is a fella that works, whatever he does. He's the one that goes, oh, I canna do it, Captain. Ah, okay, the new...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you've got D, is it Deforestation McNulty?
What is she? Lieutenant Uhuru?
No, she's not Lieutenant Hula Hoop. She's what's it? It's a he. It's a he.
What, the doctor, the one with the gruff voice?
Yeah, Doctor. Dr. McCoy's. It's ridiculous. Across the icy, fetid wastes of deep space, we bring you the Watch With Mother Sci-Fi Special, the sci-fi place to be. A result of painstaking research, quality guaranteed, and not at all cobbled together by non-sci-fi fans. A Watch With Mother Sci-Fi Special, meticulously accurate man.
Okay, my next one is Red Dwarf.
Oh, it's cold outside, there's no kind of atmosphere. Do you remember that? It fucking says a shiver down my spine every time I hear that.
Yeah, everyone used to love the theme tune, didn't they?
Everybody used to love it. I think I was the only person in my peers that didn't like Red Dwarf, hated it.
I liked it when I was a youngster, but it really doesn't stand up to re-watching.
No, I think I saw a few episodes of it, including the one with the awful Claire Grogan as a female character.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the one I mean?
Yeah, it rings a bell.
Yeah, off of Altered Images. Yeah. Remember that bad, happy birthday, happy birthday, fucking stick your birthday up your ass.
Wasn't she, was on Father Ted at one point.
She was, and she was awful in that. She was rubbish in Gregory's Girl. It was appalling.
So no fan of Claire Grogan, but to be fair, she was only in one episode, I think.
Was she?
Oh, actually, was she Kachansky?
I think so, yeah. She was, admittedly, she was replaced many years later by a much more attractive woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, just as the show, I think, got cancelled. Yeah, it just got a bit interesting for fans of women, and they cancelled it.
But I don't know, you just saw people walking around with Smeghead t-shirts, and it turned you right off, didn't it?
Oh, that was hilarious, that, wasn't it? Smeg. Yeah, I used to laugh my head off when friends used to say, ah, Smeg, that's Smeg in Smagger, you smagger. Sit your smag up your smag, you big smagging smag hole. All that shit. Yeah, it was fucking hilarious, wasn't it?
I think my friends would probably have punched me in the face if I'd have used smeg in context.
Well, I think luckily for friends of ours, I think it was the same for you. I was too busy endlessly quoting Monty Python to get into the whole Red Dwarf thing, which I'm sure was brilliant for all of my friends.
Yeah, just as irritating, but at least it's a quality source.
Well, exactly. Yeah, if you're gonna be an annoying boy, repeating loads of rubbish that you've heard off tapes and stuff, I think if you're gonna go for Python, Derek and Clive, all that sort of stuff, that's all right. But Red Dwarf, now I got my back up.
But even stuff like Mary Whitehouse Experience would be better than Red Dwarf, because at least it's grounded in the everyday, whereas Red Dwarf is just, genre rubbish, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, because Mary Whitehouse Experience was hilarious, wasn't it? You see that can of Coke over there? That's you, that is. That's your dad.
Yeah, not so much that thing.
Yeah, I was laughing at that. And what else did they do?
They did that terrible bit where Hugh Dennis would say, "What's this? It's got a good beat," and then dance like your dad apparently does.
Like your
does.
Dad, yeah. Oh, that was so funny. It was a bit like a sixth form review, which at the time you think, it's a bit racy because they're taking the piss out of Mr. So-and-so. But in retrospect, you think, actually, that was shit. I mean, admittedly, I will agree with you. It wasn't quite as shit as Red Dwarf. Who were the people in Red Dwarf? Do you remember?
There was masturbating crack fiend Craig Charles.
Is he a rapist? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, he was acquitted with honours.
With honours?
Yeah.
Oh, right, that's nice.
That means he didn't do it, and he didn't do it in a nice way.
Oh, right. Oh, well, fair play. So he's not a rapist, then, but he is a crack-taking junkie man.
Yes, yeah, serial masturbator Craig Giles. There was Gordon Britass.
Gordon Britass, who played... who did he play? He played... what was his name?
Gordon Britass.
Yeah, but...
Mr. Gordon, Britass.
Yeah, but Gordon... Mr. Britass. Yeah, but Gordon Britass played a character in Red Dwarf, doesn't he? What was the name of the character in Red Dwarf?
Oh, Rimmer.
That's it.
Then there was the cat, Danny John Jules.
He was hilarious, wasn't he? Especially the episodes where they had him in a hilarious wig and an anorak and stupid teeth. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and they called him Dwayne Dibbler.
Yeah. I used to like it when I saw that on T-shirts. I'd go like that. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Who else was in it? Gordon Honeycomb?
There was Gordon Honeycomb off of, what was he? He was a sports reporter originally for Central Television, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Then he went on to do the, it wasn't GMTV, was it? What was it called?
Central, it was Central, wasn't it?
No. What was the ITV breakfast show called before?
TVAM.
TVAM, yeah. So had Gordon Honeycomb's off of TVAM. I don't know who he played. And it had that fella who was in Robot Wars.
Yeah,
Jeremy Clarkson. Jeremy Clarkson is the bloke playing the robot.
Shunt.
Yeah.
But no, go back to the topic. I actually watched quite a lot of Red Dwarf, but none of the storylines are really echoing through my head. You had the man off Scrap Heap Challenge.
That was Jeremy Clarkson.
Right.
Hang on a minute, let me write these down, because I'm getting confused here. So we've got Shunt, we've got Gordon Honeycomb, but we can't figure out who the LE played.
No, he was the man who was just a disembodied head on the computer.
Oh, right, and he was replaced, wasn't he? Was he replaced by Victoria Wood?
It looked like her. I think it might have been her, yeah.
Right, Victoria Wood. And then we've got Shunt, Gordon Honeycomb, Victoria Wood, a crack fiend.
Yeah.
A crack fiend. We've got Gordon Britass and Jeremy Clarkson.
That's about right, yeah.
I mean, to be fair, you look at that lineup and you think, well, that's not bad.
Watching TV in our pants. Get out the mini chanders. It's watch with mothers. It's watch with mothers.
Well, I reckon we hammered the Red Dwarf there.
Yes.
Easily. So, yeah, that's nothing more needs to be said about that show, I think, by anybody ever.
No. It's all signed, sealed and delivered. So what's your next one?
Right, I'll move on to my next one now, which is Buck Rogers in the 25th century. Do you remember that?
Wasn't it 21st century?
No, it was in the 25th century.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if it was in the 21st century, then it would have been unbelievable.
True, but then, I don't know, you do get... You did get in the 80s, didn't you? People making predictions about the 2000s that were...
Well, yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, you got it more in the 60s. Well, the 50s and the 60s, didn't you? Where they thought by the year 2000, we'd all be driving around in nuclear-powered cars. We'd be living on the moon. We'd have colonised Mars. And, in fact, been invaded by Mars on several occasions. But, well, none of that came true. Because if I remember rightly, the only thing that actually happened when the millennium came around was that the millennium bug turned out to be a load of shit.
Yeah, well, to be fair, we have made advances with the cordless phone, but that's about it, really.
Well, yeah, well, all right, what have we got? Well, I mean, what have we got that we didn't have in those days? We've got the iPod, which is, well, that's a Walkman, isn't it?
It's a flash Walkman, yeah.
It's a flash Walkman. We've got mobile phones. Well, we had them in the 80s. They're just smaller now, and they do stuff, don't they?
They've got, like, an international range, which is quite impressive.
Yeah, all right. So, I mean, that's not an innovation, is it? It's not, all of these things are just modern versions of, have we got anything that is purely 21st century, like they said we would have in 1950s?
Pilates balls?
I don't know what one of them is. Is that a London thing?
Yeah, probably. It's just a big ball that you do press-ups on, but it looks quite futuristic.
Right. Shall I do me Buck Rogers?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Biddy, biddy, biddy. That was Twicky. Do you remember him, the robot?
It's probably the only thing I remember about it.
Right, okay, I'll start again. Biddy, biddy, biddy. Pilot from the 1980s ends up in the 25th century, which is just like the 70s, only with more silver things. Buck makes friends with a robot with a penile glands replica for hair, plus Wilma and her sexy, sexy space ass. Can't remember what happened in it, but the space stuff was definitely involved. And I've written in brackets, Nuclear War 1987. Do you remember that?
Is that Buck Rogers or...?
Well, apparently there was a nuclear war in 1987, but I don't remember that.
How old will I have been? I would have been 9 years old at the time.
So you were nine.
I would have remembered, wouldn't I?
Well, you would have remembered... Well, maybe it just didn't happen in Lincolnshire. Maybe we missed it.
Yeah, there's probably a big shelter over Lincolnshire, because, I don't know, our local councillor was Douglas Hogg, and he's got his finger on the button.
He has, hasn't he? Yeah. And he knows his onions because he's surrounded by a moat, apparently.
Yeah, maybe he...
And that's a bad thing.
He might have put, like, a nuclear defence moat around Lincolnshire.
Right, ah. So, well, anyway, according to Wikipedia, which is the fountain of all knowledge, there was a nuclear war in 1987. This happened just at the same time that Buck Rogers went into space. Something happened. He got frozen, was sent into a big orbit... And ended up back on Earth in the 25th century.
Right, that's the premise for Buck Rogers, is it?
Yeah, and he ends up with a robot called Twicky, who has a little fella attached to him, who's a member of the robot council. And the little fella's had faces very similar to the fellas in Terror Hawks. You remember Terror Hawks?
Yeah, that was quite frightening, wasn't it?
That was all right, that, yeah. But anyway, he had a face very similar like that, but Twicky's head looked a bit like a penis. Well, a penis end, and he was voiced by Mel Blanc, who was the voice of Sylvester the Cat, remember?
Yeah, I remember Mel Blanc, but I don't remember anything about Buck Rogers except that it was, I don't know, you'd watch 10 minutes of it and just, I'd be yawning.
Would you?
Yeah, it put me to sleep.
Yeah, but what about Wilma and her sexy, sexy space ass?
Well, you have to remember I was a child when I was watching, so...
What, so you weren't interested in women's asses as a child?
I was, but there wasn't much I could do about it.
Right, well, I'm crossing that out now.
What are you crossing out? Hang on, what are you crossing out?
I'm crossing out Wilma and her sexy, sexy space ass. All we're left with now is Buck fucking Rogers and Twicky.
Right, well, I do remember Twicky, and I remember his head looked like a bell end.
Yeah, his head looked like a bell end, but we've got rid of Wilma now, so all we've got is Buck. That's all we got left. And Buck, as far as I remember, was a poor quality fall guy. wasn't he?
He looked like Face after he'd put on a bit of weight.
Well, no, I think he looked like Lee Majors, but a happy shopper Lee Majors.
I don't know who Lee Majors is.
You, do you mean you don't know who Lee Majors is? Of course you know who Lee Majors is. He's Lee Majors.
What was he in?
He was in the £64,000 man. How much was he worth? How much did they have to spend?
No, I know who you mean now.
When they made Lee Majors. Something happened to Lee Majors. I can't remember what it was now. Was he in a car accident?
Was it the Bionic Man?
You had the Bionic Woman, but you had the 65,000 quid fella, I think it was called.
Right.
Anyway, that was Lee Majors, and he did this thing to do sound effects again. I'm sorry about the sound effect, but he did this thing where he goes when he's jumping over stuff.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No.
Right. So you had Lee Majors. No, hang on a minute. You didn't have Lee Majors. You had a fellow who looked like Lee Majors. Somebody who had the voice of Sylvester the Cat with a penis for a head and no woman. It was a bit disco.
I'm in a dead end here.
That was Buck Rogers in the bag. I think that was very informative for all the Buck Rogers fans out there who wanted to know a bit more about their favourite show.
Well, it will certainly provide a few talking points. I don't know if they're going to agree with some of the controversial stuff we came out with.
We're sorry about that, but, well, you're just going to have to put up with it. We're not always going to agree, are we?
Well, hopefully they'll find something in there that they'll either agree with or find, you know, they can talk about with their friends anyway.
Exactly. So shall we move on to your final choice, which isn't really your choice and that you've written nothing about?
Yes, thanks for the grand opening there.
It's all right.
Okay, I'd like to talk about The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Which was rubbish!
Well, no, script-wise it was brilliant.
Yeah, but unfortunately you can have the best scripts in the world, but if you've only got 50p... in which to turn that script into gold, you're going to end up with shit, aren't you?
Yeah, Zaphod Beeblebrox's such a cool character in the book. He was a bit of a letdown.
Yeah, with his stupid rubber head attached to the side of his shoulder.
Yeah, it just did not look convincing.
I mean, in the film, when they had Sam Rockwell playing him, wasn't it?
Mm.
That was quite good, because his other head was underneath his main head, which you didn't so much mind.
I did really enjoy the film, actually.
I thought the film was brilliant, actually, and I was quite disappointed that they haven't made another one, but apparently nobody went to see the first one.
There was a fundamental flaw with the movie, though.
Which was?
The audience, one of whom continually recited lines before they were even mentioned on screen. Just to prove their credentials as having read a book.
Right. That would have pissed me off quite a lot, that.
Yeah, I had to button my lip.
I mean, that's a bit like going and watching, I don't know, The Last of the Mohicans with Daniels,
what's his
Paul
name?
Daniels?
Paul Daniels Day.
Day. Was it Paul Daniels Day?
Paul Daniels Day.
International Paul Daniels Day. Well, anyway, it was like going to see, no, that would have been like going to see Last of the Mohicans with International Paul Daniels Day. And somebody in the audience going, yeah.
What, every time you scalp someone?
Yeah, you know, or an Indian scalp somebody, or that really evil-looking Indian.
That wouldn't be so bad,
last, do you remember Last of the Mohicans? There was an Indian in that, and he was horrible.
I've not seen Last of the Mohicans, but, to be honest, every time I've gone to the cinema and I've really liked an action sequence or a horror sequence, I have been known to go, yes!
Yeah! You see, now if I was sat behind you, I'd throw some popcorn at your head.
Really?
Keep it down, yeah.
Because
I like to enjoy it internally. That said, I've broken my own rules thinking about it. Because do you know, in Gladiators?
Yeah.
Yeah? When he kills that tiger, I did go, yes! Like that, in an audience of animal lovers.
It's involuntary. It's like just letting out a little chuckle. You can't help going, yes, come on.
So, the bit where the fella out of Rocky... Mm. Do you remember Rocky? Have you seen Rocky?
Yeah, many years ago.
Yeah, the Apollo Creed, where when Apollo Creed's in the jungle with Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator, and there's that bit where he gets his arm ripped off, but luckily he's got another arm hidden under... he's got a third arm.
Hang on, have you just jumped from Rocky to Predator?
Yeah, because the fella in Rocky is also in Predator.
Right, who rips right? off whose arm?
Well, the Predator shoots off the fella in Rocky's arm, yeah, and he's left with a sort of stump, but with a mysterious third underarm.
But that does that happen in Rocky?
No, that happens in Predator.
But you were saying, do you remember in Rocky this happens?
No, I didn't say it in Rocky. I said, do you remember Rocky?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Rocky, there's the fella, the bloke who plays Apollo Creed. What's his name?
I don't know, he's a black gentleman.
Yeah, he's a black gentleman, but is his name Carl Weatherstains?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, anyway, that's beside the point. In Predator, he has a mysterious third arm. And when that happened, and I wasn't in the cinema, I watched it on video, but when that happened, I went, hey, it's all right, he's got another arm. Mind you, then he gets killed.
What are we Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, then?
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. So, Zambada, his head wasn't very good. What was his name?
Zaphod.
Zambada.
Zaphod Beeblebrox. He had a fake head. That wasn't very convincing. But even less convincing was the acting of the bloke who played Arthur Dent.
Yeah, he was shit. Yeah. The one in the other one, the one in the blazer...
Prefect.
Who played, whatever his name was. He wasn't very good either, and to me, he reminded me far too much of Steve Punt.
Yeah, but his voice...
You know what I mean? He was like he was Steve Punt's dad.
He was really high-pitched, wasn't he?
He was, and he was rubbish. I didn't like him. And even bloody worse, they had that woman in it who was married. Actually, this all ties in. She was married to Peter Davison.
She was, and she was in Superman 3. Who's.
Was she?
Yeah, she was in Superman 3. She was the blonde bit of fluff who was in the team that Richard Pryor joined.
So is that the one with Napoleon Solo in it?
Napoleon who?
Napoleon Solo. Off of Sapphire and Steel.
What's Sapphire and Steel?
Well, you had Sapphire, and that was Joanna Lumley.
Right.
And then you had Steel, who was David McCallum, who played Ilya Colostomy, Ilya Colostomy in The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
And Hustler Man.
Yeah, so you had The Man from U.N.C.L.E., you had Sapphire and Steel, and Napoleon Solo was in one of them. Right. Was he in Superman 3?
Richard Pryor was.
Right, is that the one where Richard Pryor ends up skiing down a building?
He doesn't ski down a building. He goes up a mountain on a donkey.
Right, but I'm sure there's a bit where he skis down a building.
No, I think you're thinking of Cool Runnings.
Well, I mean, if you were to open up the internet and type in Superman 3, Richard Pryor skis down building, I think you'd find that I'm right and you're wrong. And it's got nothing to do with Cool Runnings. Cool Runnings is about bobsleighing. That's not skiing.
So Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, it was a bit shoddy, wasn't it?
It was rubbish. It looked like it cost about 15p. All the space stuff was rubbish. Everything was surrounded by those big blue lines that used to be in sci-fi. Do you remember that in the old days?
Yeah, for the blue screen effect, yeah.
Yeah, and it looked bloody awful. The only thing about the TV adaptation of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy that was all right was the old fella that did the voice of the book. He was all right.
Yeah, and the animation was quite entertaining on the book.
Yeah, that's all right, because, I mean, you can get away with being a bit shoddy with animation because it makes it look all nice and quirky, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't as good as the animation in the film, which obviously cost millions.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, on the whole, I'd say that was a bit of a dud. I thought it was rubbish.
Right, shall we move on to the last one?
Well, on to the last one.
We're nailing it, all of these.
Yeah, well, I don't know, did we nail that?
I got this hideous diarrhea coming out of my anus. I'd rather diarrhea, it really needs to.
Okay, we got absolutely nowhere with that one.
Yeah, that was shit, to be honest. I'm sorry about that, but it just was rubbish. So I think we're gonna end on a bang as opposed to a fart.
Yeah, with a show that I've never really seen before.
Yeah, but I have, and I'll be able to fill you in, and by the end of it, you'll know absolutely everything there is to know about Battlestar Galactica, because that's what we're talking about.
Hey!
Now then, would you like to know what I've written?
Yep.
Shit 1970s show becomes shit modern show. Watched by Wazooks, who, if given the choice, would have shot Jill Dando dead in the street. Undoubtedly Barry George's favourite show, and I don't care what the court concluded, there's no smoke without fire. Watch out, Carol Smiley!
Just let's trace that one back to the bit before the Barry George stuff, which is shrouded in dubiousness.
There's no smoke without fire.
Big allegedly on that one. It was a shit 1970s show to start.
Yeah, it was rubbish. I mean, to summarise, what happened was that something happened to the Earth. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
And they all ended up on a spaceship. And there was him out of the A-team. There was a fellow with the brown hair. There was him off of Bonanza. Do you remember Bonanza?
Yeah, it was a cowboy show, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was him out of Bonanza. There was another fella. There was a woman. And there was a robot dog.
Right. What was it that happened to the Earth? Was it the nuclear war that happened in 1987?
No, they lost it.
They lost the Earth?
Yeah, they lost the Earth. They couldn't find it. So, I mean, they found it in the end. I think the last show, they got back, they found Earth again. Right. But they'd lost it. They didn't know where it was. They didn't know where they put it.
But apparently that's really careless for a start.
Yeah, I mean, what I don't understand is, I mean, if you've got something as big as a spaceship,
Yeah,
which I'm assuming came from Earth in the first place, it'd have somewhere on board, even in the 1970s, it'd have at least a computer that might have coordinates on how to get back.
We'd have thought so.
Yeah, but no. So they're stuck out in the middle of bloody nowhere. Mm. There's Face Off of the A-Team. Do you remember Face? The Face Man.
The ladies' man.
Yeah, he was played by, what was his name? Was it Dexter? Dexter Caraboloids?
It was Dirk something, wasn't it?
Dirk Caraboloids?
Dirk Caraboloids, yeah. So you had Dirk Caraboloids. He lost the Earth after a nuclear war.
And he was played somebody called the Face Man.
Yep. And then they remade it.
No, then you had... No, hang on a minute. Then you had... You had Star... Somebody called... What was it? No, Spacebucks. That was his name.
Spacebucks?
Yeah, Spacebucks. Oh, this is intolerable.
So you had Dirk Macaroon.
No, Dirk Caraboloids.
Dirk Caraboloids playing...
The Face Man.
Playing Face Man.
And then you had... Well, it says here Richard Pryor. It says Richard Pryor plays Larry Spacebucks, but I don't... You know, it must have been then. Richard Pryor plays Larry Spacebucks. Then it adds Lawns... What was his name? Is it Lawns?
Well, I don't know anything about Battle of the Planets. So.
No, the old fella in Bonanza. Was it Lawns?
Is that the cowboy show?
Yeah, Bonanza, the old fella in Bonanza. You had a fat bloke, you had Lawns, and you had Michael Gambon.
Michael Gambon wasn't in Bonanza.
Yeah, he was, mate, he died of cancer.
Is that why it was called Bonanza?
Yeah, no,
Gambonanza.
I could have been it, Michael Gambonanza. Hang on a minute, Gambonanza. So you had Michael Gambonanza, and he went on to play an angel in Highway to Hell.
Right,
so you've got the fat man, you've got Lawns and Michael Gambonanza, and Lawns was the old fella in Battlestar Galactica alongside Dirk Caraboloids and Larry Spacebucks.
Right, we've got that one sewn up then. What about the remake? Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Hello there. You're listening to the smooth and groovy signs of Watch With Mouse. here to entertain you in your ears as you go to sleep, or perhaps masturbate into a cup. What's with mothers?
Well, I think we've come to the end of our intergalactic tour of TV, and I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted.
Well, I'm sorry.
Why?
Well, I think, to be fair, we've just proved over the course of the last hour or whatever the hell it is, we know nothing whatsoever about science fiction. And to attempt to do a radio show, or whatever the fuck this is, about a subject like this, we've shown ourselves up to be fools.
Well, speak for yourself there.
Well, no, I speak for you as well.
Well, you don't know my language.
Well, yeah, well, I do know your language because you speak English.
Yeah, no, it's just it was a quote from a bad film, actually.
Was it, which film were you quoting from?
Breakfast Club.
Oh, I can't stand that.
Yeah, that's a good film.
Oh, no, it's not. I can't stand it. It's awful. It's got Emilio's...
no, don't start that. the thing is, yeah, I think next time we choose a genre that we know something about, or...
Right, yeah, because that was disastrous. I mean, it's turned out we don't know anything about anything.
Two words.
What?
Car crash.
Car crash, is that two words?
Car
or is
crash
that all one word?
Podcast.
Yeah, two words. Car crash podcast.
That's two words.
Yeah, so I mean, we've proved conclusively, just to conclude here, we've proved we don't know anything about Doctor Who, we don't know about Star Trek, we don't know anything about Buck Rogers, we know bugger all about Battlestar Galactica, nothing about Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, sod all about Red Dwarf, and what was the other one?
My
tripods. Yeah.
Wham,
nine, God, da, 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 da. Yeah, that all works out well. Sorry.
Yeah, I suppose all that's left to do is to say goodbye and promise that we'll try harder next time.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Right, well, quite a sombre note to end on, but goodbye, everyone.
I'm sorry. Watch out, Carol Smiley!
What's with mothers? What's with hearts?